Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Isang paalaala, ang mga sumusunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mga nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Ako si Glenn Michael C. at ito ang Philippine Campfire Stories.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Ako si Earl, ang inyong campmaster. At ito ang Philippine Camper Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa ika-84 na gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kumusta ka na? Sana'y napapakinggan mo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. One of our campers suggested to record their own version of the disclaimer of our podcast. Kaya naman, we're opening up our microphones para sa mga campers who wish to be part of our episodes. The one you just heard was from Glenn. Thank you so much, Glenn, and thank you for being part of the San Telmo Society today. Kung gusto mo ding mag-record ng sarili mong version, all you have to do is record and send it via email sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Naabangan ko yung mga recordings niya. On to our stories for tonight, una nating makakasama ay si Mabel. At ang kwento niya ay tungkol sa kanyang bakasyon sa isang beach resort sa ibang bansa. Narito kanyang kwento.
Hello, Camp Master and fellow campers. Punta kami sa Bali to attend ng press conference ng company.
Paki-beep na lang po, mga caps. Wait, hold up. Caps? As in, kapitanas? Rongsen kaya tama, Bel, eh. Pero okay na din. Dito sa camp, pwede kang lumingon. Anyway, back to the story. Next day kami sa malapit lang tong hotel na to sa beach, like about 10 minutes away. Nasign kami sa fourth floor ng colleagues ko. Yung iba sa kanang side at yung iba naman sa left side ng hotel. Ang gitna noon ay isang mahabang swimming pool. I have stories about some of the rooms we occupied. Sa first room, yung colleague namin na na-assign sa left side ay may nararamdaman dun sa room every time na matutulog siya. Parang nahirapan daw siyang huminga sa room niya na hindi naman niya nararamdaman while outside. The second weird incident was sa room ko naman nangyari. Dun kasi sa room ko may parang creepy door na binubuksan pero connected siya sa room ng mga colleagues ko. Sobrang tahimik kasi every time na papasok ako, una kong gagawin is magbukas ng TV. Then, kukonek ko doon yung Bluetooth speaker ko para mag-sounds kasi ayoko na sobrang tahimik. So, ayun. Nag-prepare na ako matulog and then nagpalit na ako ng pajama nang biglang mamatay yung Bluetooth speaker ko. Which was weird. The other nights na nandun ako, hindi naman siya namamatay. Hindi rin naman siya lowbat. Connected siya both sa power cord para hindi malowbat and sa cellphone ko din. So binuksan ko ulit, nag-play naman, and yun na, I thought okay na lahat. Nag-skincare na ako, then humiga na. Mamaya-maya, nakahiga na ako and then nagpapaantok na sa pag-scroll ng Instagram. Nang marinig ko na bumukas bigla yung shower sa banyo, thinking na hindi ko lang siya napatay properly, pumasok ako ulit to check the shower. Pagpasok ko sa banyo, nagulat ako kasi naka-off naman yung shower. And halos tuyo na yung sahig dahil medyo matagal-tagal ko na rin ginamit yung banyo nung naligo ako. Sa takot ko, dinalon ko yung kama sabay talakbong ng comforter at salpak ng headset since ayoko nang lumabas dahil sa creepy nung nangyari. And the creepiness was a shared experience with my colleagues. Yung ibang kasamahan ko na na-assign doon sa room katabi nung sa akin, medyo light lang yung experience nila. Nagbubukas lang naman yung shower nila every 3 a.m. The next one happened the night before our last day. Nag-inuman kami dun sa room ng colleague namin sa first room. Nagpa-plan kasi kami ng last hura or laboy para masulit ang Bali stay. 12 midnight, may amats na silang boys. Kaming mga babae, nag-decide nang bumalik sa rooms dahil maaga ding gigising the next day para maka-borlogs man lang. As we were passing by sa corridor, may narinig kaming mga yabag ng paa sa likod namin na parang paang panglalaki na naglalakad. So kami, as a courtesy, lumingon at tumigil para sana paunahin namin kung sino man yung nagmamadaling yun. Paglingon namin, wala palang tao. Nagkatinginan kami sabay lakad takbo pabalik sa gawin namin. Since napapagitnaan nga ng pools yung hallway sa fourth floor, we had to pass by that vacant conference rooms para makatawid papunta sa hallway namin. At since may mga housekeeping, prepping for the Halloween party, hindi na kami natakot. And we slowed down. Pagliko namin papunta sa hallway namin, eerily quiet na naman. And as if on cue, the disembodied footsteps were back. The four of us ran towards the room ng colleagues namin nakatabi ng room ko. At halos hindi na kami makapagbukas ng pinto gamit yung keycard dahil sa takot. Yung kasamahan ko na bababa pa sana ng second floor ended up staying in my room na lang sa takot na baka masundan siya. The next day, nagkukuntuhan na kami while outside the hotel at naglalaboy. Doon namin nalaman na yung pinanggagalingan naming room experienced another creepy eksena. 5 minutes daw after naming umalis, may kumatok sa pinto and the boys, thinking na may naiwan kami or what, patawang binuksan yung pinto. Lo and behold, wala palang tao. Bigla daw sinirado nung isang colleague namin yung pinto and all of them decided na lang to sleep dun sa room instead of dispersing sa kani-kanilang rooms. So, 4 na kwarto yung bakante dahil sa takot namin that night. Ayun lamang po, Campmaster. Thanks for being an avenue for our scary stories. Nawa ay bantayan ang health dahil that is our wealth. God bless and always stay safe. Hello, Mabel. That is an interesting story, you know? Usually kasi kapag mag-isa mo lang na-experience, parang nakakaduda din minsan. Kasi pwedeng pinaglalaroan ka lang ng isip mo. But the footsteps, as you mentioned, was a shared experience. Nakakatakot pero nakakatuwa na din in hindsight and in a very small way kasi naging memorable lalo yung stay niyong magkakasama. Tapos sa Bali pa nangyari, di ba? Ano kaya ang dahilan bakit nagpaparamdam sa inyo? Thank you for sharing your scary hotel story with us. At sa mga ka-stiff, mga campers. Tigil muna tayo sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik tayo for one more story. That and more coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Ang susunod na kwento ay galing naman kay Jasper. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang kwento.
Howdy, Camp Master! Ako nga pala si Jasper from Amono, Rizal. Dagdag na din ako sa mga campers na nagkwento from Rizal. Kakaiba talaga dito.
Meron lang din pala akong gustong ikwentong mga short stories na na-experience ko dito sa bahay namin. Noong 2020, sa kalagitnaan ng pandemic, since bawal lumabas mga tao, kaming mga magkakaibigan na si Zimo ay naghanap ng ways para makapag-hangout. Thank goodness for Discord. There was this one night that I remember vividly until today. It was a time when I had no laptop desk sa room ko, so if gagamit ako ng laptop, sa sala ako pupunta. Yung setting ng mood is a really quiet living room. One couch and one statue of Jesus in front of me. I remember it was past midnight around 2 a.m. After playing video games for a while, me and Zimo decided to slow down and chill, and we ended up talking about life and what our plans were. Dahil na rin sa pandemic noong 2020. That was close to early morning and we were tired and very sleepy. There's this running joke sa aming group of friends na kapag may household, relative, or kahit sino man ang marinig namin sa mic nila, sasabihin namin na, "Oh, magandang gabi po. Kumusta po kayo dyan?" Tapos i-assume na lang namin whoever they may be, could be our parents, siblings, or any family relatives. Keep in mind, I live with my mom during this time, so it was just me and her. And she was already asleep during this time. Going back to the story, I've mentioned that we were both sleepy and just talking about nonsense. Then si Zimo biglang nagsabi, "Hello po, good morning po Lola. Bakit po gising pa kayo?" Tinanong ko siya. "Ha? Lola? Walang tao ngayon dito. Si Mama lang ang nandito." Hindi ako madaling matakot, pero that night, I don't know why, natakot ako. Is it because both of my grandparents from both family have already passed away, or I felt something odd? So I folded my laptop and rushed straight to my room. Either it was a joke that Zimo played on me, or was there really an old lady accompanying me in the living room at that time? I wouldn't know. There were stories kasi that our house was haunted.
Hi, I'm Red Oliero.
Hi, I'm Andrew Bernardo.
And we are the Bago Matulog with Red Oliero podcast
members.
Yes, we are promoting our podcast and sana makinig kayo sa podcast namin. Yun lang. Thank you. Yay. Please, we need money.
There's also this one story that happened the same year. Additional context lang, our house isn't that big. There are two steps of stairs to go up to my room and a small hallway to the bedrooms. The left being my parents' room and the right is mine. I have to pass by the CR before reaching to my room, which was located near the stairs, on the left side. You can see the kitchen from the doors of CR. Anyways, there was this one time that I woke up in the middle of the night and took a leak sa CR. While slowly walking towards the CR, I saw a white figure sa peripheral ko. I shrugged it off, cause kagigising ko lang eh. After using the CR, glamos ako and went out, walking back to my room. This is when I realized that white figure. This time, lumaki yung white figure. And it was clear to me na it was a person wearing white long dress and had long hair. At this point, my heart was beating fast. But I calmly went to my room. Laying down on my bed, binalot ko ang sarili ko sa kumot. Dahil sa isip ko, yung imagination ko, baka mamaya hilahin ako sa paa. My bed's position at the opposite side corner of the door in my room. So, katabi ko ay pader na. Me, being a little shaken up by what happened, Nag-side ako sa wall, laying down, and covered my ears and fell asleep. This is where it gets scary to me. Naalala kong nabangungot ako after that. Nagising ako at parang may tao sa likod ko. Nagusto akong iharap sa opposite side. Nag-iisip ako ng happy thoughts na baka sakaling mawala yung bangungot ko. Pero unti-unting nararamdaman ko na may mapayat na daliri na nakakapit sa shoulders ko at slowly nararamdaman ko na tinatanggal yung kumot ko. Tuloy pa din ako sa pag-iisip ng happy thoughts and sing my favorite Weezer song habang nakapikit. Naramdaman ko na lumulutang ako at umiikot-ikot ako, pero sa takot ko, hindi ko mapuksan yung mata ko. Naramdaman ko na lang din na slowly akong binaba after that. I remember waking up with my bed sheets off and had no idea if it was real or it was just a dream. Last na story that I wanted to share was about sapi or exorcism. This happened to me when I was only 7 years old and I slept on my parents' room. Sa likod ng bahay namin, may tahian dahil may garment business yung family namin. Naturally, maraming tao sa likod na nagtatabas. One morning, I woke up to hearing screams from the back and I quickly went sa likod namin. I could hear a female screaming on the top of her lungs as if masisira na yung vocal cords niya. Hindi tili eh. It was more of a growling shout. As a kid, I wasn't allowed to see what was happening because pinigilan ako ng other workers makapunta sa tahian namin. Pero nakakuha ako ng glimpse of what was happening. I saw an exorcism. Nandoon yung pari, reciting a prayer in a different language. And all I heard was screaming. I never really knew what had happened to that person after that. Few days later, she left our house. I even asked my parents about it, but they didn't want to tell me what had happened or the reason why she left. Later, I learned that the prayer being recited was a Benedictine prayer. That actually ends my short stories. Sana na-explain ko na maayos. I'm really bad at telling stories kasi. Thank you, Camp Master, for the opportunity to produce your show and to listen to your show. On behalf of the campers, maraming salamat. Here's to more stories and kababalaghan moments. Hi, Jasper. Thank you for sharing your collection of stories here. Sa mga hindi nakakaalam, Jasper is part of the Pod Network and one of the producers of the Philippine Camper Stories. Siya, together with our team, helms the final output ng mga episodes natin. So, if may mga sound effects na nakakagulat, siya yan. Jasper also shared some stories during our live episode noong October and is now back for more. So, elephant in the room, taga-Rizal na naman. Kayo talaga mga taga-Rizal, hindi kayo matahimik ah. Ang Rizal na ba ang third eye capital of the Philippines? Okay, my question is, were you able to ask Zemo what made him say na may kasama kang lola sa living room mo that time? Was he messing around with you? Did he say? Ano naman yung white figure na yon? Tsaka bakit kalmado ka lang yung lumakad pabalik ng kwarto mo? Pag nakakita ko ng white figure sa bahay mo sa gitna ng gabi, dapat fight agad. Kasi paano ko magnanakaw yun, diba? Gets ko na nakakatakot. But presence of mind and safety first. Tapos, pag hindi taga dito yung intruder, ayun, pray-pray na lang tayo, guys. May pahabol ka pang exorcism, pero biti naman, Jasper. Get me more context, please. Tapos, interviewin natin si ate na sinabihin. Thank you again, Jasper, for the story and for all your help. Napakarami nating messages na nakuha from the listeners about the recent episodes of the podcast. Kaya naman, we'll be doing a little bit of a segment called The Camper Shoutouts. Shoutout! Ayan, from episode 182, yung kay Randy at kay Jade na nagkwento silang dalawa. Sabi ni Ron, please, more conspiracy stories. Yeah. Thank you, Ron. Sana. Hopefully soon. Next, sabi ni Mond, Camp Master, lucky ako nakasubaybay while driving at pag-traffic. Lalo na paggabi ako nagda-drive. Pampatulog ko din po ang podcast mo. Lagi akong updated. Saan ba pwedeng mag-send ng story sa'yo, Camp Master? Hi, Mon. Maraming salamat sa pagsubaybay mo. Sana hindi ka makatulog habang nagda-drive. Parang hindi magandang combination yung podcast while driving. Pero you can send your story sa camperstoriesph@gmail.com. Nandun yan sa episode show notes natin. At sinasabi ko yan every end of our podcast. So, yun. Pakinggan nyo all the way until then. Sabi ni Jerthy Janet, new listener here. Mukhang magbibinge listening na ako nito. God bless. Naku po. Sana okay yung mabinge listen mo. Sana okay, no? Sana magstay ka, Jerthy Janet. Ito naman ang sinabi ni Lexi. Sabi niya, Happy New Year and more new stories. Na-entertain ako at natakot sa mga kwento ni Randy. Pero sobrang pinilibutan naman ako sa kwento ni Jade. More power to you, Camp Master. Thank you so much, Lexi. Ito naman sabi ni Dance. Happy New Year, Camp Master. Do more spooky and hair-raising tales with you. Oh, thank you, Dance. Maraming salamat sa'yo. Si Dance yung nag-share sa atin dati na taga Dubai. At I think bagong kasal si Dance, if I'm not mistaken. So maraming salamat, Dance. Congratulations to you. Up next, sabi ni Norman A. Listening while writing down my plans for 2024. Yun, Norman. Share mo naman yung ano mo, mga plans mo for 2024. Kasama ba dyan na makinig ka ng Philippine Camper Stories for the year? Sana. Ayan. Next naman, sabi ni Zai. Happy and creepy New Year po, Camp Master. Listening to PCS since G12 and college freshie na po ako. Ah, grade 12. Thanks for keeping me awake kapag nagpo-pull ng all-nighter. The more stories this 2024. Uy, Sai, maraming salamat sa pakikinig mo. Congratulations at grade 12 ka na. College freshie. Ilang taon na lang, gagraduate ka na, Sai. Congratulations sa'yo. Ito naman, sabi ni Rent Aneko. Happy New Year, Master Earl. Master Earl at mga campers. Sana mas marami pang pagparamdam M's ngayon ta. Hope you have a fruitful 2024. Retsam Earl. Retsam, binaligtad na Master. Hindi niyo ako Master. Ako po si Camp Master. Iba yung tunog ng Master. Salamat. Rent Aneko. Ace and Cal. Oh, Ace and Cal. Happy New Year, CM and Campers, silent listener here since 2020. Sulit lahat ng episode, especially stories about Baguio and Miss Manila and Sir Anton. Ayan, maraming salamat, Ace. Thanks for staying a camper since 2020. Brian L, sabi niya, been a follower for only 4 months, but it feels like a year already. So far, the best horror podcast I've found. Merry Christmas, yeah. Brian, maraming salamat sa pag-follow mo sa Philippine Camper Stories at sana nagugustuhan mo yung mga episodes na napapakinggan mo. Thank you. Ayan, may ilan pa tayo. Sabi ni MJ, thank you, Camp Master, for featuring my story. Sorry, medyo napahaba ata. Anyways, happy new year. More episodes to come in 2024. Ayan, MJ, maraming salamat sa iyo sa pag-share sa San Telmo Society. Huwag kang mag-alala, kahit mahaba, kaya natin yan. Achi, sabi niya, favorite podcast for real. Wow, for real? For real. Thanks, Achi. Tinker Biang, sabi niya, Happy New Year, Camp Master. Yung YouTube video po ba referring to Murder at Room 1428? Yes, Tinker Biang, na dali mo yun ngayon. Murder at Room 1428. Thanks for catching that reference. Ito na naman yung napakahaba pangalan ng camper natin na si Desiree Jasmine Desuelo Ramos. Uy, finally, na-shoutout din. Fave ko talaga itong San Telmo Society kasi after ko makinig, parang sumusunod sa akin. Or may nakatingin. Grabe naman, Desiree. Wala naman siguro. Alam mo, napapraning ka lang. Kaka-podcast mo yan. Minsan, tigil-tigilan mo na yung pakikinig. Kasi baka napapraning ka na lang. But salamat, salamat sa pakikinig mo. At sa pag-stay mo lagi. At sa pagiging active mo sa Spotify. Nakikita ka nila lagi. Jed Patrick, sabi niya, ang dami ko pang habuling episodes. Recently ko lang kasi nakita tong podcast mo and lagi akong nakikinig pag may work since. Advance Happy New Year, Camp Master. Maraming salamat, Jed Patrick, and welcome to the camp. Sabi ni Jeev Albert, a bangers, Happy New Year, Camp Master. Ayan, February ko na nabasa, pasensya ka na. Pero Happy New Year sa'yo, Jeev Albert. Sabi ni Zara Vic, mula ngayon, hindi na rin ako titingin sa mga bintana. baka may makita din ako hindi ko gusto makita. Christine, sabi niya, thank you for the new episode, Camp Master. Advance Happy New Year din po. Two more episodes and years with you. Napahansap ako sa working on last days ng taon. We love you, Camp Master. Oh, thank you. Love you guys too. Yan. Cheers sa ating mga masisipag at alipin ng salapi. Sabi ni Jeff Avidex, yan. Ang daming and then. Okay. And then? Joke lang. Ano yun? Baka ganun lang yung expression ni ano. I think si Jay yung pinatukoy mo, Jeff. Okay. Ilan pa ba? Ang dami. Parang haba nito. Okay, alas na to kay Ian Carlo Rillo. I sort of understand yung nanay ni Jade. As a devout Christian myself, we believe that stories have power. Ayaw lang siguro i-entertain yung mother, but we believe in the spiritual realm. Yan. Kasi ayaw lang kasing i-entertain ng mother ni Jade yung mga stories about paranormal. Yan. Tama nga naman, Ian Carlo. I think that's may mga ganong expressions, intentions talaga ang ibang mga tao. Kaya dinedeny nila or ayaw nilang i-enter. Okay, so I was supposed to have an Ask Me Anything segment last October, but we were pressed for time. Kaya ngayon ko lang masasagot. But a question that was sent to me by Louise reads as, what's the darkest realization you've had about humanity from all the episodes you've done? Yeah, nagugustuhan ko na itong mga tanungan portion na ito. Parang feeling ko, in-interview ko ni Tito Boy. Ayun, so Tito Luis, the darkest realization. Honestly, it's the shallowness ng alam natin about the universe. Iba, we talk about ghosts and beings all the time, but there's an infinite number of uncertainties out there in the space and even in the depths of our ocean. I feel minute when I think about how puny I am in this existence. And for me, that corner of my mind is dark. And it's probably something I don't want to discuss in front of Mike. Kasi baka iba yung maging interpretation ng mga listeners. But that's partially my answer. Thank you po, Tito Boy. Luis. That's it for the camper shoutouts. Kung gusto nyo ding ma-shoutout, all you have to do is comment on our episodes via the Spotify Q&A section or mag-comment ka lang sa post natin sa Facebook or send me a question like Luis did. Simple lang, diba? See you sa next shoutout. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito, ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan natin by going to the Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon, nagsishare ang mga kasama nating campers ng kanila mga thoughts, mga bashings sa episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo namang supportahan ang show natin by giving me monetary tips, pwedeng-pwede mong gawin yan sa Patreon, sa GCash, sa PayPal. Kung gusto, may paraan. Ayan, nasa episode show notes lang natin yung mga account numbers na pwede mong pagsendan ng mga gifts mo kung gusto mong bigyan ng something. Kung gusto mong feeling mo ay magaling ako sa episode na ito at gusto kong magka-medal. Ayan. Panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman, kung na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating mga camp, kasama sa camp, ay pwede mo send yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com at babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang San Telmo Society ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.